Look at your time. Where is he? What is he doing? That's something that you want to do. You don't want to do that. Waiting is boring, people call it. But sometimes in our life, we need to wait. And what we need to wait is the perfect timing that God has provided for us. In this world now, especially nowadays, we've been used to things that are instant, you know, noodle. We have instant coffee. We have so many instant things. Even if you want to cook, you have instant sauce that you just mix it all together. You don't need to cut everything. You just mix it and everything is done. And sometimes that gives us something that we are accustomed to, something that is instant, and we don't want to wait for too long. When we are waiting for a coffee and the lineup is so long, you can look at the people's faces, and I experience that too. So I'm not saying that that's only for others, but me too sometimes experience hard time when I need to wait for something. But let's learn something from the Bible, and we will want to see how God has been blessing him perfectly in the Bible. Now, the first point, the Lord will renew our strength as we wait on him. Now, praise and worship team, do you know this song? You know that song? Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. You know the song? Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Why do we need to wait upon the Lord? Because as we wait upon the Lord, he renews our strength. Now, if you have your Bible, I would like to ask you to open from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. It says this, Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. When we wait on the Lord, especially when we look at the passage from the Bible, Psalm chapter 27, verse 4, this is what David said. This was one of the keys of his success as a king and also as a person when he lived. You know, verse 4 from Psalm 27 says, "One thing I ask from the Lord." This is the only one that I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in his shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. You know, when David waited on the Lord, he would go to the tabernacle. He would worship the Lord. He would praise the Lord. Now, he would literally have this personal communication with the Lord. Now, if you read the book of Psalm, you will find how close the relationship between David and God. He even said, you know, one of the songs that we sang together this morning, "As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee." He had that desire to be with God, just like a deer longs for the water. In other words, he said, "Lord, I can't live without you. I need you. I want to be with you. I want to be in your presence." Now, when we said we wait on the Lord, it doesn't mean we just do nothing. No, when we wait on the Lord, we build up our relationship with him. We want to be closer and more intimate with him. We want to draw what his desire, his longing, his will in our life. And that's when we get the strength. I would like to encourage every one of you here, not only to worship the Lord, when we come on Sunday
during the worship service.
But I would like to encourage you to have your own personal worship time. When you make time, not only if you have leftover time, no, you make time every day that you will specially give that time for the Lord, that you will praise Him, that you will worship Him, that you will have that time to wait on Him. Not only to praise Him, but also to wait on Him. When you open your heart and your mind, you read the Word of God, and you are ready to listen to Him, what He would say to you through the Bible, or even through your prayer time, or even when you praise Him, what He would say to you. And I believe He would say something to you. I don't mean that He will say words audibly like, David. No, I don't think so. Or if it's my name, Sudi. He might do so. I'm not saying that it's impossible for Him to do so. He would do that if there's something special. But most of the time, He would speak in our inner being, in our heart, and give us the impression, give us His guidance. And I believe that's what David did. He worshiped the Lord, and he believed when he did it, he was strengthened. Did you know that after he was anointed, he served Saul? Whenever Saul, got the spirit that disturbed him in the palace, David would play his harp. Did you know that David was a musician? He played his harp. And then all of a sudden, Saul felt so calm. He was released from the oppression. For 7 years, about that time, David played and served Saul like that. And after he, entered a palace because he defeated Goliath, Saul one day became very jealous of him, and he wanted to kill him. For about 4 years, he had to run away from Saul, who hunted him down like crazy. Saul threw the spear toward him, but he missed David. David ran for 4 years, running away. And within that 4 years, God had given David so many times, not only once, twice. So many times God gave David the chance to kill Saul when he was asleep. God made Saul and his soldiers asleep, and then God gave the opportunity for David to enter to their tents, take the jug of the water, even cut part of his garment, Saul's garment. But what did David do? He did not harm Saul at all. The reason, not because he cannot do that or could not do that, but believe that God has His own timing. If he didn't want to wait, he just killed Saul at a time, right away. But he didn't do that because he believed when the time comes, that will be the perfect time for him. And he said, I don't want to harm the chosen one from God, the anointed one from God. Let's learn what David did. And sometimes in our life, we have people who treated us badly. Maybe you have your boss at work or your colleagues at work. Or maybe you have your classmates who doesn't really like you, who wants to do something bad to you, who wants to make you look down by other people, look bad by other people. Sometimes you feel, I want to take revenge, I want to do something bad to this person too. Once it's okay, twice it's okay, three times, that's enough. I want to do something bad to this person. But friends, let's learn from David. Even though you have the time and the opportunity to do so, learn from David. Let God do His work. It's not our part to take revenge, but it's His part. So when we learn about this, we are sure that the Lord will give us the strength when we wait upon the Lord. Now, the second point I would like to give to you from verse 5 and 6, for in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. Second point will be this. The Lord will save us and give us victory as we wait on him. And again, I would like to take from the story of David, because this is about David. David, you know, when he waited upon the Lord, one day there was a war between the Philistines and the Israelites. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 22 through 25, if you want to open it, you may do so, or you want to write it down. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 22 through 25, it says like this. Once more, the Philistines came up and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, do not go straight up, but circle around behind them and attack them in front of the poplar trees. As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the poplar trees, move quickly, because that will mean the Lord has gone out in front of you to strike the Philistine army. So David did as the Lord commanded him, and he struck down the Philistines all the way from Gibeon to Gezer. Now, one thing that we have to focus on is, as soon as you hear the sound of the marching in the tops of the poplar trees, move quickly. If you read that carefully, you will find, wait. Don't go before you hear the sound. You gotta wait for my signal, in other words. The Lord told David, don't go attack the Philistines before you hear the sound of that tree. David obeyed the Lord. And what happened? He won. He got the victory. And he got the victory not because of his power, not because of the armies of Israel. No, but because God himself struck down the Philistines. He intentionally told David, don't go straight toward the Philistines. Do you know why? Because if they did it, they would have lost. Their strength was not enough to go against the Philistines head to head. And God gave David the victory by saying, wait until you hear the sound. Because before the sound came, God himself go and went against the Philistines. And he said, in other words, the battle is not yours, the battle is mine. The importance of waiting on the Lord. Sometimes we have battles, in quote, okay? Battles in our life. The battles might not be armies of other nations, but the battles might be your health issues. The battles might be your financial issues. The battles might be your relationship in the family, or your relationship in a marriage, or your work, your job, or even your study. Whatever battle that you have, sometimes that battle is not for you to go head to head by yourself. Sometimes you just have to wait on the Lord and pray in the presence of God and ask the Lord to handle that battle for you. And you're gonna say to the Lord, I will not go against this enemy, in quote, by myself, but I will wait on you, and I believe the battle is yours. What I'm going to do is just like David did. I will stay in your presence, worshiping you. I will receive the strength from you. And I know when I do that, the war is being handled by you. And my friend, when you do that, not only you will get the victory, but you yourself will not lose your energy being stressed because of the problem of your life. Now, I'm not saying this that we don't need to face our problems. Some problems, we need to face it by ourselves. But there are some battles or problems that battle is not for us to handle by our own strength. We need the Lord to do it. Now, it takes wisdom. How do we get that wisdom? When we wait on the Lord and pray in his presence. If you agree, say amen. Could you please remind the person next to you, wait upon the Lord, okay? Wait upon the Lord. Give your best smile. Wait upon the Lord. Sometimes we just want to make it happen right away. You have problem, you want to make it fixed right away. You know, sometimes when two people have a quarrel, especially husband and wife, one of them usually have the tendency to finish it right away. Right here, right now. Don't go away. Don't go away. Come here. You just want to finish it right here and right now. But sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes you need to give time for the other party and for yourself to be quiet in the house of the Lord or in His presence, just to let Him give you the strength before you make any decision. And sometimes when not only about quarrel, fight, sometimes you have to make decision of choices that you have. Either you take A or B or C. You don't know which one you have to take, which decision you have to make. Don't make it right away if you don't know what to make. Wait on the Lord. Ask Him to give you direction. Pray. And I believe as we do that, He will give us the wisdom. So, friend, don't be tempted to make decision or to make things happen right here and right now, just like that. We need to wait upon the Lord. Now, the third point would be this. The Lord will never be too late. The Lord will never be too late to help us as we wait on Him. And how do I get that point? I want you to focus back to Psalm chapter 27, verse 13. This is what David said. I will remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I repeat this. This is what David said confidently. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I make the point, God will never be too late to help us as we wait on Him. David intentionally made that point, in the land of the living. What does it mean? It means it's not later, when he already passed away, that the promise will be fulfilled. When God promised us, when he gave us his promise, he will make sure it will be fulfilled. When he gave to us his promise, receive that, hold on to that, because he will make sure it will be happen. Now, again, not only after we pass away, we will receive that promise. But have this faith like David had. I believe, I'm confident that I will see the goodness of the Lord, not when I have died, but when I'm still alive in the land of the living. If you believe that, say amen. I would like you to really grasp the promise of God that has been given to you. I believe every one of you in this room, if you'd like to focus on your life and really look carefully at your life, I believe there was a point in time in your life that God has given you his promise in Christ Jesus that you have received personally. And sometimes it makes you feel doubt because of the situation, the circumstances. When you see, I don't see that promise that God has given me is being fulfilled in my life. I don't see any sign at all. You know, when you're waiting for the rain, as if you don't see the cloud at all, you don't see anything, the sign of rain's gonna come. And you feel, I don't think God will make it happen. Friends, I don't want you to believe in that. I want you to have faith in the Lord and say, when God has promised me something, I believe he will make sure that it will be fulfilled. If you believe, say amen. Even though my eyes is not looking at it right now, but I believe I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's the promise that God has given us. You know, 3 points, if I would like to make a review. We wait upon the Lord because as we wait upon the Lord will renew our strength. The second one, we wait upon the Lord because he will give us victory and strength as we wait upon him. The third one, when we wait upon him, he will never be too late even though sometimes it seems to be so late. One of the stories that I can share with you is this. Sometimes people get mad because they don't get what they want at that time. One day, there was a passenger in the airport. He came a little bit, you know, close, very close to the gate to be closed. So he came, and then the flight attendant said, "Sorry, sir, we cannot let you in because everybody is already going and you're very late. You cannot go in." He was so mad. He complained. He did whatever he could do. He threatened the flight attendant and everything. But flight attendant said, "No, you can't go in." After some times, he just waited for the next flight. He saw on the TV screen right at the airport that the flight that he was supposed to be in had an accident. Nobody survived. Then he went back to the flight attendant and thanked that person. "Thank you for not letting me in." This is a story that is happening in, you know, daily life. That sometimes we complain that we don't have what we want to have right away, right now, right here. But to tell you the truth, my friend, sometimes God allows that delay to happen in your life, in my life. Not because God is not hearing us when we pray, but because God knows better than we do. So sometimes we just need to take some time and say, "Lord, my life is in your hand. As I wait upon you, I believe your plan is always the best. When you answer my prayer, I know that is your will. But when you say wait, I will say thank you, Lord. Even if you say no, I will say I thank you, Lord. I don't understand this, but I will say thank you, Lord, because I believe you know what is best." If you agree with me, say amen. Now, I just would like to close this with, do we still have time? Oh, I'm sorry. If you don't mind, I would like to play an instrumental piano. And I would like you to guess that song. And after this, I would like to ask anybody who would like to, to continue with the next program to come forward. But I would like to play one song. And I would like to ask you to guess what song is that.